curious about Eric Weddle and just if you've had any personal connection or background with him, whether it was when he was coming out or Pro Bowl.
No, not much. Didn't have him in the Pro Bowl.
Any roster announcements on him?
Oh, yeah. Did we announce Waylon? Yeah.
Just background on him, what you've seen from him, what you've seen him.
Didn't see much anything from him. I mean, we'll see how it goes. You know, see how that works into our receiver situation. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Obviously, good work on him coming out of Stanford. Good program with Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's been more of an inside receiver. It's done some returning. And yeah, we'll see.
Did his experience as a returner factor heavily into the decision to take him over some other free agent receivers?
No. I mean, I would say there are some returners out there. I mean, he hasn't had a ton of production as a returner, but he's returned. So, again, we'll see.
Is that the kind of thing that using him in the return game potentially something that would be easier to integrate a new player into as opposed to using him as a receiver in the offense?
Yeah, I mean, certainly there's a lot fewer moving parts on that.
With this game on Monday night with ESPN, I think Randy Moss will be here, and I was just curious from your time coaching him, if you could have ever envisioned him transitioning post-career to a media analyst role. And
yeah, we have a lot of guys in those roles, and I mean, I really never gave it a lot of thought, but we certainly have our share of guys in those type roles, so. I mean, I've talked to him a couple times. Seems like he enjoys it. Has fun with it. He's good, really smart. Has passion for the game. So if this works out for him, great.
Yeah. Good roster. I mean, Randy, Teddy, Troy, Ty, Heath Evans, Willie.
Rodney.
He likes spawning.
Matt Light had a short stint there. The great Jermaine Wiggins, Matt Chatham. Yeah, we got right down a lot.
It's a good 11. We got a starting unit.
Zolak, yeah.
So they part of the sales pitch if you're looking for someone to come, post career,
Halfway there.
I'm wondering how rare of a player is Terrell Suggs? His 14th season in the NFL and still very productive.
Yeah, he's had a good career. Really good career. Strong. Explosive guy, instinctive, makes a lot of instinctive plays, anticipation, see something and does the right thing, plays good in critical situations, plays big in big games, big situations.
In terms of their just front as a whole, looks like up the middle they have some talented pieces as well, and Jernigan and Williams. What do those guys bring, both against the run, but are they able to get pretty good push up the middle as pass rushers as well? Are they asked to do that?
Williams is a big, strong guy. He's not tall, but he's a short, thick guy, along the lines of Vince, that type of player. Yeah, there's some pocket push there, but he's a hard guy to block the running game. Pierce, kind of the different, but kind of the same thing. Jernigan's is a pretty athletic kid. Could play three technique, can play out on the guard, could play inside, runs well, has good quickness. So he's a little different than those guys.
I know Nato is a different player, probably different build from those guys, but any similarities to him?
Yeah, I mean, Nato was pretty good, and this guy's one of the best players in the league, and was paid like it too. So that's, he was pretty I wasn't sad to see him go to the NFC.
You guys have, I guess, it seems like you've really rotated defensive ends the last 2 weeks. It doesn't seem like anybody's playing more than 60% of the snaps, those four guys. Is that a position where the production can be increased for each individual player if they're maybe playing a little bit less and there's a rotation?
Possibly, mm-hmm.
Does that differ at all from other positions?
I don't know. See that a lot with the running backs, see it with some receivers. Baltimore, I'd say, does it with their tight end position. You know, when they're healthy, but even, you know, they don't play anybody all the time. They play them in different roles. So, you know, we have some personnel groupings where we have more than two defensive ends on the field at one time. So it's probably why those numbers are up a little bit. You know, when you have more than two guys playing 60%, then, you know, it doesn't quite add up, but you have to move somebody to a different position or they're in there together. So there's some of that. But, you know, again, some of that's situational, some of it's game-related, score-related, you know, what groupings you have on the field. So, but, you know, bottom line is they're all good players. They all have been productive. They all can help us play. Sometimes there's more than one out there, or more than two out there, let's call it.
Have you noticed with that it's helped at the end of games that maybe the players could be fresher? Like, I'm thinking about Chris's strip sack of Fitzpatrick, you know, or late in the fourth quarter of the Rams game, even though there weren't as many snaps. Do you see any residual?
I don't think it hurts.
Yeah. Well, I know last week you talked about Hecker, but this week Justin Tucker, probably one of the more consistent, not one of the most consistent kickers in the league the last 4 or 5 years. What do you see from his game and how consistent he is?
Yeah, he's got a good leg, and he's accurate.
Anything that goes into when you see a kicker like that, consistency, what makes a good, consistent kicker?
Well, it's a little different than punting. You have to have an operation. There's two other guys involved in the whole operation, whereas in punting, it's a little bit more of a one-man band, if you will. So, you know, it's a good operation, but, you know, a talented player that, and he's got, gets good height on the ball. He's accurate. He's got a strong leg.
You noticed DJ Foster practicing a little bit at receiver earlier this week. Just wondering, how has the transition gone for him to the NFL? I know it's probably hard to learn one position, such as running back, but to maybe fiddle with two might be challenging for a rookie like him.
Well, that's kind of what DJ was at Arizona State. He was some running back. He was some slot receiver. We've used him some in the return game. So he's a smart kid. He's done those before, so he has all those skills. He can run receiver routes. He can catch the ball. He can carry the ball. He can run inside runs, which we've seen him do that. And he's fast. I mean, he's a tough matchup against certain, you know, linebackers, especially, let's call it. But, you know, if you treat him as a receiver, he can, as he did in training camp or in preseason, you know, handle the ball, run it from the backfield, not just toss plays. He can, you know, run regular runs. So, yeah, he has some, you know, a variety of skills that kind of transcend between those two positions, as they did, as I said, at Arizona State. So, yeah, he's an interesting player. That's why I made our roster.
How important, Bill, is it to, for a player like that to keep both sets of skills fresh in his mind? And is there a balance there in terms of being able to be ready to do multiple different things versus just throwing yourself totally into one job and one position and making sure you're on top of everything that way?
Right. Yeah, there's a line there. It's good to be really good at something. It's good to have versatility. And so you could be kind of a jack of all trades, but not really be able to hang your hat on anything, or you could really be able to hang your hat on something and not be able to do a lot of other things. I mean, there's value to both. Obviously, the more, the better, but sometimes that gets capped in terms of practice time or opportunity, reps, and so forth. But then sometimes that can be a real advantage because you can go in a couple different directions depending on what your team needs and, what the situation is from week to week or even within a game. So it's trying to find the right balance. You know, I think it depends on the player, depends on the situation, and it could definitely change from week to week or possibly even day to day, really, depending on, what the other parts are to that equation.
Has DJ specifically done a good job from what you've seen in terms of being able to balance both?
Yeah, he has. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of playing time, so it's on the practice field, scout team, things like that, which are important. But in terms of actual game, game reps, game experience, there's only so much that's out there.
It's also a fine line, Bill, between promoting somebody from the practice squad at this point of the year and bringing somebody in like Griffith. I mean, what kind of fine line is there? In your mind, in the mind of the coaching staff?
Promoting somebody from the practice squad.
Wide receiver.
Oh, right, okay. It's experience and really the contrast of, being in a system and moving up a little bit or having been at that level but not having as much time in the system. It's the conversation that we've had, obviously, and I kind of feel like for sure you're making the right decision. Other times you're kind of in a wait and see mode. It's what you feel like's best at that time, but in the end, is there a better way to go? I don't know. Until you got a player in that you don't have before, it's hard to evaluate. At least the guys you have, you have an idea where they are. You have to wait and see how they perform kind of at the next level. But with guys that aren't on your roster that you bring in, you sort of have to wait and see how that goes. And we've been in that situation before at this time of year. Austin Colley a couple of years ago, guys like that. Some, just have to see how it works out. So we'll see with Griff how it goes. We haven't had him before. Haven't had him in a camp, haven't had him in our system, so we'll see. Okay, all right, great. See you Monday night. Yep.